time and space. The idea of time and space we are acquainted with. That comes from mind, a form of thought. Production of mind, as we may say. Universal mind, and then from there, the personal mind. The plane of Lila, that is no beginning, no end, and nothing can oppose it. It is there, and we have got that I, a particular, the special I, to test it, and then we can find it. It is there. To be read by the experts of that department. So Narottam Thakur is coming, going, very there, and his activity. And it was known to that quarter, so Mahaprabhu, before Narottam Thakur's appearance, he took the name of Narottam. Anyhow, Narottam was born in Malda district, Khetori is the place. And he was the son of a rich family. On his childhood he was indifferent to the worldly life. His elder brother, Krishna, he was a big jamindar, so much so that they are called the king of the local area, Raja Krishnananda. Narottam Thakur, he was a bachelor. Younger days, about 14 or so, we find Srinivasarajya Narottam. They came to Navadvip in our attraction, hearing the name of Sri Chaitanya Dev, they surrendered. So that type of devotion to Krishna that were inborn in them, they could appreciate that this is our own soil, our own friends, our own relatives, our own destination. Their internal heart could have recognition of the plain Sri Chaitanya Dev came to give us or throw us. So Sri Chaitanya Dev, he was at that time in Puri, Purushottam Khetra, Jagannath Khetra. They came, and the second circumambulation of the Dham took place. First, Nityananda Prabhu, along with Jiva Goswami, he began Dham Parikrama, Navadvip Dham Parikrama. That is a taboo. The different parts of Lila to see and to show, to appreciate, understand every part of Mahaprabhu's Lila. First, Nityananda Prabhu began with Jiva Goswami, and the second with Narottama and Srinivas. One Brahmin, old Brahmin, he took them to travel through the different parts of Lila Mahaprabhu. Young, then Padmanabhan was grown up by this time, Mahaprabhu disappeared. Anyhow, he managed to go to Vrindavan accompanied by Srinivas Acharya and Samananda Prabhu one. He went to Vrindavan. When going on the way, they heard Sanatana Goswami disappear. Broken hearted, they rushed down towards Vrindavan. When they reached Mathura, they heard Rupa Goswami disappear, dear star. They considered themselves to be very unfortunate, and anyhow reached Vrindavan in the evening, and that time with free pomp and pleasure and splendor, the Aruti of Govindaji temple of Vibhu Goswami. Continuing at that time. And especially because Rupa Goswami disappeared, so great gathering. And if you have visited Vrindavan, that old temple of Rupa Goswami is a grand structure, broken, the upper part broken by Aurangzeb. Still, we can guess how grand the temple and beautiful. Beautiful and grand. Such a combination is very rare. Grand is in the Vaikunth grandness and the beauty in Goloka, especially. And beauty harmonizing the Vaishwarya, means grandeur, grandeur or controlled by beauty. That is very specially found. But there, they first met the Goswami, Jiva Goswami took care of them. And they remained nearly a year in Vrindavan. At that time, without Rupa Sanatan, other Goswamis, they were still appeared there. And gradually, Srinivas took initiation from Gopal Bhattu, Samananda from Jiva Goswami, and Narottam Thakur took initiation from Lokanath Goswami. And there is also a tale, story. Lokanath Goswami, he was very friendly and also devoted to Sri Chaitanya Dev. From his early life. He was born in Jashoha, next to Nadia district, on the east, the Brahmin. And he went to Vrindavan to live with the Goswamis. They are very strict men. his abnegation, his vairagya, indifference to the world, was so much conspicuous that it is told he did not keep on a glass of water within his quarters. Because if anyone comes and begs for some water, it cannot be avoided. So he did not store any water. If anyone comes and seeks for some water, begs, then it cannot be avoided. So, in order to avoid any outsider to enter his compound, he behaved in such a way. No obligation, cut off from the society, always taking the name and some marigolia for you. Won't make any disciple, that was his determination. But anyhow, Narottam Thakur's heart was captured by his personality. And he determined that I must take initiation for him. He thought the all the wealth is reserved here in the store. So that store of grace is there, that must be looted. Anyhow. But he was so strict, no door to enter. What did he do? He planned and found out where he goes to in the jungle to pass tools. He began to cleanse that place. After a few days, it attracted the attention of Lopa Krishna, Bhagnath Krishna. Why come here to pass tools? But nowadays I find that this place is being cleansed by somebody. So, after detecting, he tried to watch who is the man, who is, how it is so. One day he caught Narottam, the latter part of the night he caught him red-handed. Why do you do so? Narottam fell flat on his feet. I want your grace, your blessing. Please forgive me. No other alternative I have got. I can't give my heart anywhere else except yours. Anyhow, Bhagavan Goswami was moved and accepted him as his own disciple. After a year or so, they taught and they also were requested by the Goswamis to go back to Bengal and there preach the doctrine of Mahaprabhu. These are the scriptures ready for that. Sanatan Roop, they have left many things in book form. Though that should be preached to every nook and corner of the world, but now suitably you will have to try in Bengal. Because the influence of Sri Chaitanya and also Advaita Purgaladhar group. That is more patent in their Gauradhis. So first you try to make them accepted there, and gradually from there it will flow. So all the books at that time, no printing press, so handwritten those books very carefully, put it in a big box. Was it 2-3 and maybe? And Jiva Goswami Prabhu arranged for bullock carts to carry them from Vrindavan to Vrindavan. And those three, they are coming with the cars, all those fast. Samananda Prabhu also took initiation from Jiva Goswami. That is also a story. Anyhow, when they reached in the district of Bankura near Vishnupur, there was the Adivasi chief, the Jamindar of the Santal section, Aborigines. There occupation was somewhat as looting, to live on looting. We find when Sanatana Goswami is going to Vrindavan, he also met a chief of that aborigines, a Santal. He had an astrologer. He found out that 8 golden coins with Sanatana, and they, he would be killed, and those coins would be taken off. And here also we find they are taking that big wooden box with bullock cart, and the astrologer, their astrologer, here also astrologer. He foretold that there is many jewels and gems in those books. That was his reading. And so the chief ordered them, take them in my house. And at night when they are sleeping nearby, but anyhow, stealthily they managed to two of those boxes scattered in the house of the chief. Veer Hambir was his name. Veer Hambir. Then early morning they found that they had great disappointment with the box missing. Book box missing. They tried their best to inquire the other, but failed. No trace. Then what to do? Samananda went to his countryside to begin preaching. Narottam Thakur also went there towards that side. But Srinivas, who was supposed to be the leader, he could not go. He began to wander in the locality, half man, in search of those gems and the diamonds. And anyhow, one day, that Birhambir, he was a type of Vaishnava. He used to hear Bhagavat Katha, Bhagavat discourse from one of his guru or priest, Sambrandin, whose name was Vyasa. And Srinivasacharya, he also now and then joined the class. A young man, beautiful figure, half mad, indifferent. He used to join the class. And he tried his best to conceal himself. Who is he? But anyhow, unconsciously, he was caught. When the Vyasa was explaining Bhagavata, he committed some mistake. And unconsciously, Srinivas, he rejected that. So this is not so, this is the way. Then he attracted the notice, the attention of the whole audience. What is this? This half-man boy? He has got some deep knowledge in Bhagavata. So much so that he is correcting our brethren, explanationist is that. Then he was caught by the audience who are there. So they must speak out. Then he had to give out the whole history, so and the other. Then the Birhambir, he was present there, the local chief, and he confessed that I have taken that. And that is all kept here, and with all dignity. Then he was eager to go in there and saw. And he made some puja aruti, all these things. And Birhambir became his disciple, and that was a good center for preaching there. And Narottam Thakur was informed that those books regained. And they all rejoiced and began to preach. Narottam Thakur, anyhow, influencing his elder brother, he made arrangements to install duties in his home in a grand scale. Over 5 Trimurtis were installed there. I forget the name. And during that installation, a great festival took place. All the Vaishnavas of the time were invited. Janhava Devi, she herself went there. With all the paraphernalia of Nityananda Prabhu. He went, Srinivasa Acharya, he was the leader of the function. This installation ceremony is conducted by Srinivasa Acharya. And the other Vaishnavas of the Advaita family. so many others join. And such a big Sankirtan was performed there. That attracted Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu themselves. And it is told, something like impossible. They both, it is mentioned, both Prakot and Aprakot, 2,000 groups of Sankirtan party participated there. Participation. Mahaprabhu with his own group, he was also singing and dancing. And then the living group also mixed with them. It was seen sometimes like that. So intense invocation of the higher divinity was found there. That it has been described in this way. The original group cannot avoid this chance. Sankirtan, as it was done in Sivasangam at the time of Mahaprabhu. So that was also taken down, drawn down by these devotees, by their combined devotional effort. Then Narottam Thakur began extensive preaching. And he was very lenient. Went up to Manipur, and he was very successful there. Even the king, queen of most of the earliest subjects, they accepted Narottam Thakur. But he had to be a little lenient. The Manipur, you see that two kinds of generation we come. The Tritantric and the Mahapritantric. The Aryans here, they are Pritritantric. The lineage is considered from the other side. And in Manipur and southern India, some place, there is Mahapritantric. The lineage is counted from mother, daughter in this line, mother, this line. The Manipur, more or less, that was Mahapritantric. Mother is the chief, mother's daughter, he will sit there in the gadi, and the husbands will come and go just like wives as in the area, from different parts. So that custom was not taken into account. So he was very liberal in his preaching there, and was very much successful. The whole of northern Bengal extended far east to Manipur, that was captured by Narottam Thakur. And of course, he has written also many poems, and they are considered as representing Shuddha, pure devotion, not of that. But to the point, and also too much power, sentiment, household. And also commenting on the social behavior of the time, from the outer layer to the highest pitch of realization, we find in Narottam Thakur. All in the form of some song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and our Guru Maharaj, they accepted Narottam Thakur's composition, this song, as in toto, but could not accept many ancient literature, just even the Chaitanya Mangal and other things, so many other songs, meaning connecting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda, could not be accepted. But Narottam Thakur production wholesale accepted Shuddha Bhakti. Elimination of the, as Rupa Goswami told, Unnati Das Karma Gyan, fully eliminated. And also arriving at the atme of what? High realization, realized life, refined. Not some talk. He has accepted Nityananda as Balaram, as in Kaviraj Goswami, and Sanatana also. And not, though this Samajvadi people claims they are descent from the Narottam line, but they do not accept this. Another thing we find in Narottam Thakur, he accepted Loknath Goswami in his strict following the path of Shuddha Bhakti and Swarupi Shraddha. But still he expressed in his highest realized stage, Kavi Loknath Pour Hatati Dhariya Samatpuri Rube Samipe. A relative and absolute consideration. When the day will come, my Gurudev Loknath Goswami, he will take me by my hand and put me, produce me near Rupa Goswami, Rupanuja Goswami, who is the general director to sanction Rupanuja Bhajan, give admission. When my Gurudev will put me there, Rupanu. That also we find in him. Forcefully he has made statement, Vidya Gule Kikori Vetar Sei Pashu Varadura, pleaded for Nityananda. Gyan Sunna Bhakti, knowledge less devotion. Gyan Sunna Bhakti. Mahaprabhu, Yohaya Age Kahwa. Nityananda Prabhu was not a great scholar. It was easy for the society to accept Sri Chaitanya Dev for his high scholarly life or expression. But Nityananda Prabhu was not outwardly a very educated person. But he had his fervor, his deep sentiment for the for Krishna Vrindavan Mahaprabhu especially. Narottam Thakur appreciated that very much. I think some of the followers of Advaita school did not like Nityananda at that time. So, in that slope, Vidya Sripashu Varadurācā Nitāyina Bhurindamukhe Madhurato Vidya Kuriye Ki Kori Veta. He may have a noble lineage, good, and there may be sufficient education, scholarly life, but those are useless. Still he should be considered as an animal, as a brute, nothing more than that. Strongly pushing Narottam Thakur. If they do not have any appreciation for Nityananda, cannot understand what is love, what is faith, what is devotion. If they cannot appreciate Nityananda, then their scholarship, their lineage, they have got no value there. They too should be considered as brutes. I think he meant a section of the followers of Advaita. They discouraged Nityananda, did not like his preaching. Nityananda's preaching was to the masses. And so we are told that Mahaprabhu had some private talk in Vrindavan, in Purushottam. None knows what was the subject of the talk, the conversation, private conversation. And Nityananda came and accepted marriage. Because he had to move through the masses, and he was guest in the ordinary family, used to be guest. So if not married, people will say this thing, that thing against him. So he accepted married life. After a long time of renounced life, he accepted married life. In order to mix with the ordinary masses freely, maybe guest to any home and every home, and began preaching about, especially Gauranga. Bhaja Gauranga kaha Gauranga. You don't recognize who Gauranga is. What type of highly valuable thing is passing through your door, you can't estimate, except Gauranga, and you will get the highest thing. That was the tenor, the nature of the preaching of Nityananda. If anyhow you come to the feet of Gauranga, accept him, and you will be taken to the highest position, if we can conceive as our highest destination. And that was the tenor of his preaching. And he, door to door, he approached with fervent appeal. Sometimes he rolled on the door of the party. Atavali Nityananda Bhumi Goriya. The feeling was such intense. But not violent, non-violent approach, rolling on the outdoor, except the roll and roll. You can't know what a great thing, noble thing he has come down here to be. And Narottam Thakur supported him fully. যায় না বলিল মুখে মজুদার সঙ্গে সব বিদ্যা গুলি কি করিবে তার করে না হবে ভজিয়ে রাধা কৃষ্ণ হবে ধরণী তাই Don't venture to approach direct to Vrindavan to have entrance into the group of Radha Krishna. That is very, very high. Go through Nityananda. Nityananda Koruna Hare Vrije Radha Krishna Baba. If you get the higher education, if you, the students, if they give not much attention in the primary education, then they will have to suffer in the higher education. So, you try to give the blessing of Nityananda, His grace. Get a good foundation, strong, and useful foundation from Nityananda. Then you approach towards Vrindavan. You will have not to come back, fall back. Your progress will be solid and happy. And non-mystic, infallible progress. So, don't neglect Nityananda Prabhu. In this way, Narottam Thakur is trying his best to take our, draw our attention to Nityananda Prabhu, the very foundation. Foundation. Nityananda is Balaram, and Vatsalya Sukha Dasya Santa under his command. Only Madhura Rasa accepted, exception of Madhura Rasa. Hindu, but Narottam Thakur says, if you can have a good foundation in these rasa, that is the highest. Highest. And in comparison, that is complete. But don't neglect all this. Service. Is the first thing necessary. Otherwise, if you cross them, neglect them, and take a jump, you will have to fall, or you will have to earn something which is not genuine. First thing you will have to acquire.